This is the first time post-Soviet Russia has engaged in a major military operation outside its borders. The World's Katie Clark reports that the fighting in Georgia is giving the Russians a chance to demonstrate their increasing military might.
It's been 17 years since the Soviet Union crumbled. In that time, Russians have watched their fortunes fall and rise again with the price of oil. One indication of Russia's renewed self-confidence came 3 months ago. That's when Moscow held its first full-scale Soviet-style military parade in Red Square since 1990. Russia's newly elected president, Dmitry Medvedev, oversaw the display of tanks and other military hardware.
Наши армии и флот набирают силу. Они крепнут, как и сама Россия.
Medvedev said our army and navy are gaining strength. They're becoming stronger, just like Russia itself. Events these past few days have allowed Russia to put its newly resurgent military to the test, and initial assessments of its performance appear favorable. Richard Weitz is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute in Washington.
I think that we can conclude that the Russian military has definitely improved its performance. I say that because they encountered, as you recall, a decade ago, they encountered serious problems dealing with the Chechen insurgents who were less competent than the Georgians. Georgian military is a strong military. It's been well trained by the United States, performed well in Iraq and other areas, but the Russians are just performing a very competent operation.
Some have questioned whether Russia's weak industrial base will hamper the Kremlin's ambitions to return the country to its former military glory. There may be another reason for Russia's hawks to be cautious. Weitz points out that Russian military leaders haven't really changed with the times.
They really hadn't restructured their military. They're really just a small version of the Soviet military. And that entailed a bunch of problems, you know, conscript army, et cetera. But it seems to have performed effectively now, at least in the current operation.
Then again, Russia has chosen to pick on a far less powerful neighbor. Georgia's military is well trained, but the country doesn't belong to any major military alliance. The Russians may have seen easy pickings in Georgia, but that's not the only reason behind the choice of target. Monica Duffy-Toft is with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says Russia has found Georgia's independence to be a problem for years.
The Russian population sees Georgia as part of its background, as part of its regional interests. And the idea that Georgia was moving closer and closer to the West, there's been a great deal of resentment and unease. This is Russia's backyard, and Russia was unnerved by the idea that democratic regimes were moving closer as Russia was becoming less democratic.
Some observers suggest that Moscow's actions in Georgia are post-Soviet Russia's announcement to the world that it's a player again. But such an announcement is hardly necessary. Russia's nuclear arsenal has remained formidable, and Toft says that's all a country needs to retain superpower status. For The World, this is Katie Clark.